Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's that day again, Wednesday, when we talk about the nursing homes and how they've actually, you know, hurt a lot of people, and we should just get rid of them. They kill people, too. I have so many stories, sometimes you forget to tell all of them, but there's so many, we can just continue talking. We have had a lot of calls, all different types of people call our line, which is 631-224-3090. We can actually say that a few times during our show tonight, because it's very important to know that there's people that you could reach out to during, you know, this pandemic, and know that we'll be here to help you and actually, you know, give you advice and also a step in if needed. The other thing is that we can be here after hours, because a lot of people, you know, they show, you know, if they work for agencies and stuff like that, they just close after 5, and that's it. You could leave a message on our line, and we'll get back to you, even if it's a late hour. Frank will get back to you, usually, the director of our organization, and I'm the assistant director. We share it, you know, who will get back to the person, and who is also available to accept, you know, the challenge, you know, to help you out. We're not the only two. We also have other people who are, you know, in our organization, but we're the loudest, you know. Also, we have my family, who has been truly affected by this, you know, stupidity, and actually put, you know, in a point of, you know, where, wow, you just have to take a step back and say, you had that many people, you know, pushed into nursing homes? And yes, I have. And I'm going to start with my great-grandmother. Great-grandmother was quite an interesting person. She wanted me to come there and be ready to receive her hug. Well, that wasn't the problem. I didn't mind that. But what I did mind is what I saw to get to her when I was only like 4 years old. I didn't know, you know, what I was looking at. I saw a woman with a beard and a mustache. Well, nobody told me that that could happen, you know. And I was asking my mom, why does that woman have a beard and a mustache? I didn't know. It's because people didn't want to, you know, shave it or take it off or do whatever, you know, you want with it, you know, and help her out. You know, make her look decent, make her feel well about herself, make everything. I mean, that you would ask at least. And if she didn't want it changed, you'd say, oh, maybe just a little bit. You know, those are the things that, you know, people who are really close to the family would say. And that's really what it should have been. You know, somebody who's close to her family, you know, say, oh, yeah, most of her life she wore it without anything like that. Maybe it's a good idea that you shave it. You know, these are the things that you ask the family, you know, about. Then you have, she was there, and they made candy canes. In the shape of candy canes, they put the face of your family member on it. Well, where they put it was the most really stupid place to put, you know, a candy cane on, you know, what you're doing. It's really, really, you know, very, very poor place to put it. And it looked like somebody had an amputated arm. And I was like, Mommy, why does that candy cane look like there's no arm? Nobody sat to explain to me that. I was only 3 years old. What did you expect from a three-year-old? But they could have explained it to me. Oh, this is a candy cane for you. It looked like somebody with an amputated arm, the way they put it on there. And usually they would get that from, you know, the way they do the crafts. But they never said anything like that. They never wanted, you know, the family to know and stuff like that. These are the small things, little itty-bitty things that kids notice. And that's something that we have to really work on, what kids notice. They're our future, you know, the kids and, you know, what the adults want to help have the person have some, you know, respect in this world and in this area, and also have equality. Get them out of the nursing homes, save them from COVID. You know, there's a lot of things that we, and then get rid of the nursing homes and change them into accessible apartments. We have a lot of ideas. And let me let our co-host come in and explain some of them while we're at it. Okay, here comes Frank. Oops, if I can get him in. Okay, here he comes. Hello, Frank.
In his sight. Hello, everybody. Yeah, I'd like to start off with reading the email that we just sent to the governor.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Inner Sight is not, we don't just come up here and talk and tell you these things and then go away and oh, you know, that was nice that they let us know. No. We are determined to change what's going on. And this is why we sent this email. Have you got the email handy?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. I'm looking for it, so keep talking.
This is why we sent the following email to Her Excellency the Governor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if she really cares about people...
Yeah, she'll get back.
She'll give us an appointment. She'll hear us. And then she'll do something. You know,
yeah.
Because what our idea is to unburden the people who have to pay for all this abuse that you hear about and all this people being locked away in nursing homes and taking all your money. And how many people in nursing homes have busted their ass to get their house and their home?
Yeah.
And now they're going to take it away from them?
That's
That's horrible.
Yes.
We want to stop that. We're determined to stop that. So the politicians, their first priority should be to help people. And especially now. You want to read that?
Yeah, let me read it. But then I'm also seeing that there was a delivery failure, so we're going to have to send it again. This came back on the second one that we sent, and that's really frustrating. We have the right address, but it's weird. Maybe we can't.
Well, it may not be
the
kind of email that you can answer.
Yeah, possibly. Yep.
You know, but read it anyway, because we one way or another we're going to get it to her.
Yes, we are. It's not letting me see the original email, which is very strange. Hold on. All right.
You don't have it?
Look, I do have it. Hold on. I just got to look. We sent a lot of emails, ladies and gentlemen, in between that point. So give me a second. Let me find it.
Well, you got to find it.
Yeah. Give me a sec.
All right. In the meantime, this program brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, adopting Akita. I want to thank her for caring about my guide dog all these years. Greatly appreciate it. Happy, healthy new year to the Akita Rescue and Joanne Diamond. All right, Kennedy Realty helps to put this show on the air. Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Contact Mr. Kennedy, Anthony Kennedy, 631-888-1186. We thank the Suffolk Independent Living Organization, SILO, for their financial help to keep this show going. I think they were very happy that we started a show like this.
Yes, they were.
Silo, 631-880-7929. Need any information on Social Security or advocates or any kind of legislation, you know, give them a call. All right, how How are we doing? Did you find it?
No, not yet.
Oh.
But I found the other email about her wishing us a Merry Christmas. And that's
the one she sent you.
That's right. That's so
well,
weird.
If it was undeliverable, it probably got mixed up somehow then.
Yeah, well, you know what it converted it into? It converted it into encrypted text, which is all mumble jumble on my screen, so I can't even read it.
Oh,
back
that means
to
you can't you can't send it.
Yeah. That's right. Or no, it just
so
made
do we
it,
have a?
Do we have
you
a
have a copy of it?
I sent it to my email, so I'm looking there. Remember, I sent one to yours too.
Yeah, as soon as you have a copy of it, we can.
Yeah, well,
read it.
This moment, yeah.
I have a copy of my copy's on voice. You know.
Yeah, that might not be a bad thing.
I wouldn't be able to play it on the air.
Hold on.
I'd have to go to another line, and I don't think I'd be able to play it on the air.
Well, that might be the only thing, because right now all I have is, it's like they deleted everything with it.
Do you always keep a copy of these things?
I did. I sent one. But what it did is it encrypted it and made it a mess.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm talking about the original copy. You don't have the original copy?
No, it encrypted it.
Oh, you should never send the original. You should always have a copy of what we sent. All right,
yeah.
I'll have to...
before the end of the show, I'll see what I can do. Let me look.
Either that or I'll have to try to get it off my email, and we'll have to read it on the next show.
Okay.
But the gist of the email is, you know, explaining how millions of people are trapped in nursing homes, and money being wasted, and the money not being used to help them get out.
That's correct.
And how the nursing home should be transformed into accessible housing. So it's not just the person being able to get out of the nursing home.
Correct.
It's to make it so a person doesn't have to go to a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's the bottom line. That's what everybody has seemed to miss in all their demonstrations and everything else over the years.
That's true.
You know, they should have proposed some positive structure to replace the nursing home. And to me, that's accessible housing.
I have it.
The Inner Sight.
I told you I had it.
Oh, you found it?
Right, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Okay, you ready?
All right. You want to read it?
Merry Christmas, Governor. Millions of people are trapped in nursing homes and billions of dollars are being wasted that could be, could help them get out. We urge you to pass an executive order to turn the nursing homes into fully accessible housing and let people be placed in their own homes. We have ideas on how the government can do this and save money. We would like to meet with you and tell you more. Inner Sight is a nonprofit, all-volunteer, disabled advocacy charitable organization. We fight for disabled. I added that just for them to know. We fight for disabled who are unheard voices. And then I gave her our blog and all the other stuff with the 112,500 listens. And I gave her our time that we're on the show and all that. And
all right, so we're going to have to find out how to send this to her, because obviously,
right. Exactly.
What we got and millions of others is a form Merry Christmas
right.
wish, you know.
Right.
So we'll find out how to send this, or maybe to send it to her appointment secretary or whoever it might be.
Yeah.
And
well, they have something when you listen to her, the regular standard message, you'll hear, if you'd like to send the governor a message, you have to send it to, you know, write it out and actually send it to and request information if you really want the governor.
Well, if you can get that, then we'll send it to
them. I'm going to try.
Yeah. All right, inner sight, and, we're determined to meet with the governor, explain what we believe should be done, and then hopefully have her respond and do something about it, because we're not asking her for any money. All right? We're not asking her to raise taxes. We're not asking her to go and find the money to do this. The money's already there. And it's not being used in the right way. So we're determined to turn this thing around and get help for the millions.
The thing that made me
was it 1.4 million people?
Pardon me.
What?
The thing that made me more puzzled in her email was this: you've endured so much and keep moving forward. How could I move forward when I'm blocked in every way? You know,
well, that's what we're doing. We are moving forward.
Yeah.
That's why we want to meet with her.
Exactly. But how could I, when I'm blocked, I have to, you know, speak with her before I could move forward, you know?
Well, that's why we're requesting a meeting.
A meeting, yeah.
You know? And we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, either way, we can use the meeting to keep moving forward. You know, if she'll grant us a meeting, that's fine. Then you see what happens. She doesn't grant us a meeting, then, you know, it's the same old stuff that the other guy threw at us.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But this is like as if she was responding to me based on what had been written by me on her website.
No, that's a form letter. I got one of those.
It's a form letter, yeah. Is so bizarre. I don't remember which one I sent. I sent so many, you know.
They sent them out. They had a list of people for when the other guy was doing it.
Probably.
And the addresses and all that. So they,
yeah.
All they did was click on a button.
Yeah. Probably.
But that's all right. You know, we are moving forward, and we're going to continue to move forward.
Yeah.
Until every nursing home is built in the right way to give everyone
accessibility,
and I stress everyone,
yeah,
a chance to have an apartment, no, housing. Inner sight. All right. Yeah. And, you know, I heard tonight on the news that a lot of the states are raising the minimum wage.
Yeah. They started here already.
Some of them are going to make it $18 an hour. You know?
Really? Well, that's
personally,
surprising.
I think it should be 20.
Me too.
The way this
I was thinking that this
economy is, you know.
Yeah, they should make it
higher.
I actually got offered to interview, so I'm, like, really happy about that and also scared at the same time that they'll judge me by my disability. And that you're going to get anywhere, but hopefully they judge me in a manner that's more of my capabilities and not of my disability. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, well, people shouldn't have to worry about that. That's
right.
That
we
should
all
be understood.
Have to worry about Exactly.
Should be understood. If you're disabled, you get your disability.
Right.
You know, the government owes us that much. It really does.
Well, my husband said something, and he's right. He's 100% right. You want to know what he said to me? As a disabled person, you have more expenses. You know, you have a lot more expenses, and you should be given what you get with disability to cover the expenses, and you should be allowed to work. And that's true. People don't even realize that. You know, that we have so much expenses. Very, very, the more disabled you are and the more, you know, definitions they put to your diagnosis, the more expenses you have. That's good for another show. But
it's not only
that.
How much money didn't the government spend when they started building things in this country, which goes all the way back? How much didn't they spend on making everything for everybody?
That's
What's the sum? What's that sum? How much money is that? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows that. That's way too much calculation for me.
You could probably never figure that out.
Because they don't
but
have
that's
that
another
figure.
Reason. That's another reason why they owe us.
That's true.
They should give us that money.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You know? Which means that that as long as a person is disabled, they should never take away their disability. The only time you can lose that is if you're not disabled anymore.
And
then
you're
not a disabled person.
That hasn't happened. I'm not a disabled person. That's funny. I look around my body and I am.
So there's another aspect that has never been covered by the disabled community
this?
That I ever heard of.
How about the environment that has been your life, all of your life? For example, I was caught in a gas leak in 1978-79. Nothing my fault, okay? I was just living like everybody else. But some company, I'm not going to mention the name, decided to leak 75,000 gallons underneath my house. Was that my fault? No. Never won the
well, you had your
lawsuit.
Day in court, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. They had better attorneys than I did. You know, they had many attorneys,
well,
and I only had two.
At least you had
your
day in court. Many of us can't even get that.
No. But I really, what I'm trying to say is I had a big law firm, but I really didn't have my day in court, per se. They told me I was time-barred, and I really wasn't time-barred. They made up some time frame because they really wanted me out of the court. If I could prove someday, somehow, that they, you know, paid off somebody, believe me, I'll have my day in court.
Well, you're talking
now.
About a lot of pie in the sky.
That's
well, anyway,
the
let's get back on the subject here. This show is supposed to be about nursing homes, not about gas.
No, but let me finish what I wanted to say. The thing is that you have people just not wanting you to win in that situation. Same with the nursing home situation. You have this I'm trying to compare it, Frank, that when you have such something that is so severe and they're not helping out the government, you have nobody standing there for you and looking, you know, and helping you. And that's the problem. When people are looking for help,
they won't let the home health aides in there.
Exactly.
Attend to people.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's an example.
They don't. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh?
They don't.
There are home health aides available, and now they're going to get the minimum wage is going to go up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. They have a lot of help, but they're not seeing it. It's not, you know, visible to them.
If the nursing home owners and administrators really cared about those people, they would insist upon the home health aides being in there to help them.
That's true. Very true.
But they obviously don't, because all they care about is the money that
the money.
They get.
And that's what I was trying to get to. I just had it a little long-winded today.
So there's another aspect of this whole thing, and you know, not enough has been done by these agencies. Once a person goes into a nursing home, the agencies don't do a damn thing to help them.
No, they don't.
I mean, there are programs that if they meet the criteria, there's another pitfall.
Oh, yeah. I know.
You know? Why is there a criteria?
Because they
if
have
the person
to,
is elderly or disabled. Shouldn't that
they
be
have
it?
To, no, it's not elderly and disabled. Their criteria is different than that. Their criteria means that you have to be eligible to be in a nursing home in the first place. Isn't it the stupidest criteria that you've heard of? To me, the criteria should just be that you are disabled and you should be prevented from going in a nursing home at all costs. That's my criteria.
Well, they're judging people so that they can set them up to take their money.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to, you know.
Yep.
And they don't want to spend the money to keep them out.
Yeah.
And they don't. They haven't mandated the agencies to help raise some of that money. See.
Yeah.
That could take the burden off the states and off the federal government.
Yep.
To create a partnership between the disabled and the agencies to keep people out of nursing homes. As a matter of fact, there should be every year or so, there should be a telethon to that effect.
Right.
You know,
but the fact
dedicated
that they,
to keeping people out of nursing homes.
But the fact is, you still have to qualify to be in a freaking nursing home, which is, that's got to be stricken from all these programs.
Well,
and
you
then,
wouldn't, but if there weren't any nursing homes, that automatically would be gone.
That'd be great. Then these programs would be perfect.
That's the bottom line.
Right.
You know, then all the money for these programs could be converted into helping people stay out.
Get into their own
home. The nursing home.
Yeah. Or
then
get in their own home.
If there were no nursing homes,
that's beautiful.
Then there would be no issue here.
No. And more people would qualify to help to stay out.
Yeah. So
that'd
that's really the bottom line answer. See?
That is true.
Why
yeah.
why toy around with anything else?
No, shouldn't be. Just get rid of the
turn
end
the nursing homes
is,
into accessible
yeah.
housing and people won't have to go to nursing homes.
That's right. And also get rid of the standard of living that they have for all the other stuff that, you know, if you can't qualify for a nursing home, you'll be going into assisted living or you'll be going into independent living. Independent living is like what do you call? It's not anything to do with, it's just there to take your money away, in my opinion. I mean, I don't like any of them. Any of them just remind me with the big, you know, letters, nursing home. It really does. But
You could go into something of your choice if there were no nursing home because you wouldn't have that fear hanging over your head.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
That's the way to work it out. Now, the other thing is you hear conflicting news reports about the virus.
Yeah.
And, you know, supposedly over 200,000 cases a week now, so
wow.
to say.
Would that be a
now,
lot if that were true?
The people in the nursing homes are
Again.
More vulnerable
yes,
being
they are.
In there. Not only from the workers tracking back and forth, that's bad enough, mm-hmm. but how about the people that they send to hospitals and then bring
yeah.
back.
Yep.
They cannot
right.
check every spore on every person that comes from that hospital.
You know what they do at the former nursing home that my mom was in? They keep them in isolation alone for in a certain area of the nursing home. They don't put them back in the same room. First of all,
yeah, but
second
there's
of all,
still
they
there's still a danger.
Universal precaution.
There's still a danger of the air becoming infected, no matter what you do.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
You got to have air.
Yeah. I went
air
in
travels
with two
right
on.
through the door.
Yeah.
The wall, you know, whatever.
I'm sort of glad that the Omicron was not here when I was in to visit my mom. I know she didn't have it. I could tell. She was, you know, she wasn't, thank God, in a room at the hospital that she didn't have it.
Well, now, I don't know if
you
heard
NBC
tonight. CNBC. Dr. Fauci was on there with his statement, and he said, the Omicron is not as bad as we thought it was. So now he's trying to play it down a little bit, see?
Yeah,
so
because
now,
he doesn't want the stock markets to crash.
No, some guy in England at Oxford did some research.
Yeah.
And he said that there were, I didn't. All I got was the headline, but you know you'd have to read the whole story. He said that there are two different viruses, you know, and they're not as powerful as the original one.
That's true.
You know, so Fauci played around with that. Now, if what Fauci's saying is true, now would be the time to get people out of these nursing homes.
That's correct.
Before something else does happen.
Or even worse happens, we get a strain or a variant that we cannot protect anybody from. Then what is it?
Becomes,
all these people going to be dead?
The question becomes, will the politician learn from their jackass predecessors?
No.
No. That's the big question here,
mm-hmm.
you know, because look at what happened when the other guy was in there. Oh, by the way, the phone number here, 213-816-1650. This is our nursing home show, and incidentally, tomorrow night will be our final show of the year. It'll be the funnies.
Yes, it will. So, and we're going to have a Follies show on Thursday. Surprise.
We'll have a regular riot over here.
That's right. We got to remind
all right. Anybody
again.
Want to call in? Anybody who has a loved one in a nursing home, or you're in a nursing home, or you know someone, or you visited someone, you know, give us a call. 213-816-1650. And I want to thank Tracy for her call today. And,
that's great.
Her book, Coming Along.
Great.
And her offer still stands to donate $1 of every book to be dedicated to getting rid of these nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing.
Thank God.
What were you going to say?
So, thank God. You know, we're still on track with that. Everything's looking good. And I'm hoping to God that everything happens the way she needs it, we need it, you know, in terms of having these nursing homes gone.
Yeah, what I'm going to do is, if we get any kind of money, I'm going to concentrate on a campaign on the Internet.
Yeah.
You know? I'm going to get someone, I'm going to go through a good friend of mine who reliable and find out who would do that, you know, and pay him whatever sum it is. And daily, I'd like to make daily statements and testimonials of people who have been in a nursing home, people who are in a nursing home. You know,
that's right.
I'd like to get statements from people who are in the nursing home right now.
Yeah.
You know, and see how we could hook that up. And at the same time, of course, urge everyone to buy Tracy's book.
Of course. We'll be the first.
The dollar would go to support that campaign.
Yes, it will.
That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
And then we might be able to get some public service announcements on some of the radio stations.
Definitely.
Inner Sight. Oh, by the way, Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. That's the off-air number.
That's right.
All right.
If you have any
What?
I was just going to mention if they have any suggestions or if you have a loved one in the nursing homes or if you have anything that, you know, would benefit our stance, you could give us a call on that number, off air.
Yeah, anyone who's in a nursing home.
That's right.
I again extend the invitation. Any night of the week from 8 to 9,
right.
If you want to call in a site and tell us what you're going through or have your relative call or someone, your proxy or whoever it may be, feel free. Whatever we're doing on the air, we will take your call.
Except for the shows
and
that say best of. The best of.
And change,
of
if need
shows.
Be, change the subject and allow the person time, you know, to
yeah,
tell
the shows
us what's
that
going
say,
on.
Pardon me, Frank. The shows that say best of are repeats, so you could call on the shows that don't say best of. This way it gives them some, it's not a live show.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't care if they know about us or not. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
837 New York. What?
At least they get our phone number off of any of our shows, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. And we will back you up if you experience any kind of retaliation from the institution. We will intervene. We're not going to leave you and abandon you.
No, we won't.
You know, we will intervene. We will let that place know that we're not. We won't stand for that.
We have already with other people. So
that's right.
Don't feel like it's. We're not going to get that done. We will. I'm doing it for my aunt right now.
It's funny because. We've had an experience just recently, which I can't confirm, but I can tell you what took place. After Regina called in, the next day or so, the social worker at the nursing home told Regina's potential aide that, Regina's going home today. Now I can't say that it happened because she called the show. All right, I'm not going to take credit for that.
Right.
But I can only tell you that it happened after she spoke on Inner Sight.
So that's true.
Now you draw your own conclusions, world. All right.
Yeah.
I believe it works. And in addition to that, if these places know that Inner Sight will publicize it when somebody goes into a nursing home in their particular institution, you know, maybe they'll keep the person out.
That's right. Not say you can't come in here.
Leave them in their apartment.
Yes, right.
All right, Inner Sight.
That's a hopeful thinking right now. That's good.
Yeah. And let's see. Oh, yeah. To remind you, tomorrow night's our Folly show instead of Friday.
That's going to be good.
So we'll
tune
have
in.
That tomorrow night, our New Year's program.
Yep.
I don't know. What's going on with that Times Square? They keep changing it back and forth. Any word on that?
I know. I didn't even follow it because I was just like, oh, God. It's, you know, I'm waiting till it gets closer because you can't even tell anymore. 1 minute goes this way, 1 minute goes that way. You know, I would like to just watch it on TV, for God's sakes, everybody. You know, don't put people in the background if you don't want them. But just give us the TV. At least let us see a ball drop, for God's sake. That's how I feel about it now. Because everybody's used
I never go for those kind of things anyway. Too many people.
Crowded. Too crowded. So. Oh, God. You know how many times I've almost gotten run over in crowds like that? Literally by the people? Not by other wheelchairs, but by people, you know. I usually have my big old mouth screaming, there's a wheelchair in here. Don't come in front of me. Otherwise, you'll be flattened like a pancake. That's what I say in the crowd. You know, at least I warn them. I can't control the wheelchair that I'm in if it's in motion. It'll just keep going.
All right.
It's hard to stop.
I don't think that there's one person who are thinking clearly and who understand what's going on, not one person who wants to go into a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
not one.
Now, the people that are mentally challenged, you know, they need protection. They need help.
Mm-hmm. They're scared.
Understand, you know.
But I gotta say,
they don't want to go into a place like that.
I gotta say, my aunt understands still that she doesn't want to be in a nursing home, and I'm happy about that still. So
well, that's good.
I just gotta protect her. I gotta protect her. You know, that's
good.
All. Yep.
You know, we need more people like that.
Definitely.
And I want to. Commend your Richie. Is that your cousin?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Your cousin Richie for using his personal resources to keep your aunt out of the nursing home. That's very much so.
That was very commendable.
Commendable. You know, I just hope that it can continue. You know, we've extended our invitation to fundraise and all that, and it still stands.
Yep. When he comes back here, maybe we'll have a meeting together. That'd be good. He's still in Florida trying to convince her to come here for a little bit, but that ain't happening. Just to visit.
Well, I wouldn't hop on that. You know, the more you hop on that, you want to be careful. You don't want to cause her any mental anguish.
Yeah, the thing is that she doesn't want the people there in her house anymore. We're really afraid of one thing, that she's not going to eat right and not going to do her medicine right and stuff like that. She's going to have trouble. She doesn't realize she don't remember still, you know, what she had done. So that's a problem.
Oh, she's got to have somebody that she trusts.
That's it. She doesn't have anybody that would do all that for her. She thinks what she's having is just a mild forgetfulness.
You want to Google that, look that up. There are things she could take, if you could get her to take them, that would stimulate those brain cells. You know, prove that. So you ought to really check that out. All right, in a sight. On our nursing home program, and we have not even begun to fight this thing. You know, we're just warming up in the bullpen, so to speak. You know, when you watch a boxing match, shake hands now and come out fighting. You know. Well, we're just going to come out fighting. We're not even going to shake hands. You know. In a sight.
Hello.
And, oh, by the way, you need dog food, cat food. Nobody stopped on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. And I want to wish Jimmy the Poet and his girlfriend Nancy a speedy get well.
Aw.
All right.
They have the virus?
And all of our other friends who may be under the weather.
Yep.
Yeah, so the idea, the horrible idea of a nursing home has to be erased from this country.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look at how that would improve the image of people who are disabled and elderly.
Yes, it would.
That they would be in their own home, have the aids that they need, as long as they can, be functional and even work and, you know, pay taxes, you know. Look at what that would do for the image.
Very much so. It'd help a lot.
Oh, yeah. Greatly improve it if there weren't any nursing homes in this country and people were safe in their own home with everything they need, of course.
Yeah.
So that's the dream of Inner Sight.
Definitely.
You know, not just get people out. Get rid of the places. Turn them into something better.
Yeah.
No.
When you get rid of them, people say, oh, this person needs a nursing home. Well, there's no place to develop one. We don't have them anymore. Now they've got to change their plans, and they've got to change according to what there is out there, which is going to be the best day of our lives, you know?
If I were a wealthy man, I had that kind of money, I would buy a nursing home.
Okay.
First thing I would do. I would buy one.
Yeah.
And you know the rest of the story.
Yes, I know.
I would get everybody out, you know, give them whatever housing they need.
Mm-hmm.
And I would renovate that place and get all the licenses, whatever we need. And believe me, when you have money, you could do it.
That's right.
You know. The politicians would line up at a news conference. Oh, isn't this wonderful?
Yeah, we
all
did
all these
this,
people got out of the nursing. You know, they would all come around and start bragging. And
how
I'd let them brag. Who cares? Because I'd say to them, oh, you like it? Isn't this great? I'd say,
yeah.
All right, guys, you all have wealthy benefactors. Who's going to pay for the next one?
There you go.
That's
and
what
I would
paid
do. For one now. You know how much it costs? Who's going to pay for the others?
Mm? Yeah.
Why not?
Who's doing the next one?
That's right.
You know? And I guess I would be known as the guy who's buying up all the nursing homes. In a
so you, I'll be the nursing home lady. You'll be the nursing home man. The one who got rid of them.
Isn't that the way to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Forget about all the politics and all the other crap. Buy them.
Mm-hmm.
There was a movie
just buy
like
them
that.
Out.
One
yeah.
time, I think Clark Gable was in it.
Yeah.
And he went into a fancy hotel.
Yeah.
Know? And some woman, I don't know if she was pregnant or something, and they were giving her a hard time, and they wanted to throw her out and all that. And Gable
mm-hmm.
said, wait a minute. He says, who's the owner of this place? You know?
Yeah.
And they got the owner, and he says, well, he says, I'm a man of investment. How much do you want? The guy said, what? I want to buy the place right now. How much do you want? You know? And whatever it was, of course, in those days, you know, $40,000 is a lot of money, you know?
Yeah.
And whatever he asked, I forget. But he bought the place.
Yeah.
And he says, now, miss, your room is free for whatever time you have to stay here. Be
there
my
you
guest.
Go.
You
That's
know,
right.
Clark Gable, you know, in the movies.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's me with money, with the nursing home.
That's right.
Can you imagine the headline?
Oh, God. I could see it now.
I would love it, man.
I know you would.
I would love it.
Frank does it in a small way, too. I just got to say something that you should be proud of.
I wouldn't do it for the headline. I'd do it to help the people.
No.
What?
You don't. You do it to help the people. And let me express how we met each other. You came to my house and were like Santa Claus giving out money. He didn't know me from Adam. But he said, here, go get some help from an alternative healer. And he did. I did.
Who did that?
I went and I got help. I took advantage of it. Yeah.
Who did that?
Definitely. You did.
Me?
Yeah, you came over to my house. You don't remember?
No. When did I do that?
That was years ago when Joe and my husband met in an interesting establishment. Then you came.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. You came over to meet me in my house.
Anyway.
Yeah. And you gave me money to go to get help from an alternative healer. And I said, oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Because I wasn't ready to...
And, you know, there are people out there who can do what I just talked about.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to see one of them step up
do that.
And do it. You know? I mean... People buy things all the time. You know, the billionaires,
right.
And now you got zillionaires.
Well, yeah, right. Have you,
you
seen
know?
That lately? That's
I
a
mean,
lot.
How about a celebrity? You know, you don't want your name attached to it? Fine. Put the name in a site on it.
That's right.
I have no qualms about that.
You got to be careful with accepting donations in a way, because then you're going to have to pay taxes on them that way. I don't know. We'll have to see. We have to work it out with an accountant.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, if you buy something, I guess you got to pay taxes.
That's true.
You know.
That's true.
I don't care about that. Everything. It will all have to be covered.
Exactly.
I went to school with someone who could do it. I never met her, but she was a year ahead of me, you know.
Oh, okay.
Rasmus Hall High School.
Ah.
And and of course, if I say her name, you'll know immediately she could do it. But, you know, there's a woman who could do something like that and remain anonymous. She may not want her name attached to that, you know, but I never met her, but we must have passed in the hall 1,000 times, me and Barbara Streisand.
Ah, really? You went to school
alumni
with her?
Alumni of Erasmus Hall. What?
Erasmus Hall. Wow.
Yep.
That's
well, now
cool.
Everybody knows how old I am, but who cares?
Who cares? Age is a number. That's what I thought.
Oh, yeah. And I got a
it
love
It depends
number.
On how you deal with that number, right?
Yeah. 213-816-1650. Barbara, if you're listening by some mistaken miracle.
Miracle. Call in.
Call the inner site, or call in on the line if you want to. But
yeah, you can.
It would be a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yeah.
She would do something like that, you know.
That would be nice.
Help us buy a nursing home.
Or
the
even
way
help us.
It.
Yeah. Then for sure.
Then it would start. I'll tell you something. And you know what would happen?
Yes, it would.
If a celebrity did that, like her.
Yeah.
You know, and even if she didn't want her name in it, and she said to Inner Sight, well, you do what you want, you know.
Make some money. Yeah.
It may eventually would come out, but you know, I would promise that we will not reveal your name, you know.
Yeah.
But you know what would happen?
Oh yeah.
People would find out. Other celebrities would find out, and they say, hey, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
How much does it cost? I'll buy one.
It sounds like a telethon getting ready to start.
I'm telling you, man, it would catch on.
But that's what we really
need. Then the next thing you know, you get two or three of them together and say, why don't we do a television special on this, you know?
Yeah.
Buy a nursing home and turn it into accessible housing.
Yeah, but that's what we need desperately.
Of course.
You know? Desperately.
That's another way to do it. I mean, it's not impossible. Look, Tracy Garner came on our show, and now she wants to donate $1 out of every book.
That's right. That's right.
So there you have it.
Mm-hmm.
How about a big celebrity? You know? Buy a nursing home. Help us start this thing.
Yep, we got 3 minutes to go, so we're going to have to sum things up soon.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how better to sum things up, but
hey,
buy a nursing
everybody.
Home and turn it into accessible housing.
There it is.
Anyway, we thank all our friends, listeners.
Yes, we do. Yep.
And
I thank Frank for helping
you tomorrow night
coming on.
New Year's show. Go ahead.
I thank you for coming on the show and helping out and talking with me all about nursing homes and how bad they are and how we could change them every Wednesday. So everybody tune in for both of us. And the Inner Sight number
is... I do it
is,
all for Rosie.
I know you do. And I appreciate that. Really do. You and her got along real well. You really did. You became friends real fast. Yeah. She loved your dog, too.
Oh, yeah.
She really did. Both of them. Yeah, that she met. Yeah. So, I mean...
Well, someday we're gonna the first accessible housing that we do, put up a big sign in honor of Rosie.
There you go.
Everybody's going to wonder, who's Rosie? And then we'll tell the story.
We'll tell the story, yeah. She was pushed. She was pushed into a nursing home.
Yeah.
Got a 90 second. So thank you, everybody. I'm sorry.
Most
good,
people are pushed.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Inner Sight. Be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9, live on the New Year's show.
Could you believe that? Yep. All right, everybody.
All right. Goodbye, world.
Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you and have a good evening. Take care.